Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Turn to the other neighbor and say, welcome to church. Say to him, are you happy to be here today? I hope the troubles of life are not affecting you. Those troubles are far from you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you aware there are different kingdoms? Are you aware that there are different kingdoms and there are different governments even in the world today? Hallelujah. You have the kingdom of the world. In other words, you have other human governments that exist. And these governments, you say there are empires, there are nations. You say there are governments that exist all around the world today. Praise God. There is also the kingdom of the world. And that is the kingdom of darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have also the kingdom of darkness. Praise God. You know, but when you talk about the kingdom of the world, you have the earthly political systems that we have today that are ruled by human leaders as we have today. In Nigeria, we have them. In America, we have them. In all the nations of the world, we have them. Yet, the Bible says that the nations will rise against nations. And it says that the kingdoms will rise against kingdom. And it says there will be famine and then there will be pestilence. And it says there will be earthquake that we hear today. Hallelujah. They are failing. The kingdom of this world, they are failing. The human governments of this world, they are failing. Hallelujah. In fact, they have failed. And that is much that can be done. And that is the much that they can do. They are temporary and they are awaiting submission. Because they've run out of ideas, they do not know what to do anymore. Hallelujah. Then you have that same kingdom, another type, the kingdom of darkness. And this is a spiritual system now, praise God, that is opposed to God. And it's existing. It exists. Is a spiritual system that is opposed to God. Under Satan's influence, praise God, characterized by sin, characterized by deception, characterized by rebellion against God. But listen, I have got good news for you today. There is an ultimate kingdom. And there is a supreme government. Hallelujah. This morning, I have come to share with you on the topic, the kingdom of God, and in brackets, the supreme government. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, the supreme government. The kingdom of the world has failed. The human governments have failed and they are awaiting submission. Do you know how you will know that they have failed? There cannot be any improvement. They do not know what to do anymore. The economics, they have failed. The economic theories and the policies, they have failed. The different kinds of government, the different types of government, they have failed. So they do not know what to do anymore. Praise God. And there is that which is thriving and which is the kingdom of the darkness. That spiritual system that is opposed to God, it seems to be thriving. But listen to me. If you do not understand yourself, if you do not know who you are, you'll be caught up in it. You will be caught up in it, praise God. Then you will follow the very deception. You will follow the very confusion that is ravaging the world today. Hallelujah. Even in Nigeria today, you hear this insecurity there. And they say they are putting this together. It's not working. It is not working. Hallelujah. But there's a kingdom. There is a kingdom. the kingdom of God that is supreme. All of these kingdoms that I've mentioned, the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of darkness, they await submission to this same kingdom, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 17, if you look at verses 20 and 21, it says that the kingdom of God does not come with observations. Praise God. He said, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Listen, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. He says, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. He says that the kingdom of God is within you. It is not by observation. You cannot say, look at it here. You cannot say, look at it here. This is where it is. No. He said it is within you. The kingdom, that ultimate kingdom, that supreme government, it is within you. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is a rule. It is an authority. It is a government of God. Hallelujah. And it says that God rules over all things. That's what it talks about. Hallelujah. It's a government of God that rules over all things that exist. It is not just a physical place. The kingdom of God is not just a physical place. And that's why you can't see it here, and that's why you can't see it there. Praise God. It is God reigning in the heart of the believers. Praise God. It is God reigning in the lives of the people, of the Christians. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms 103 verse 19. It says that the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all things. Have you seen it? The kingdom of God rules over all things. He said the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and that his kingdom rules over everything. Hallelujah. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules. His kingdom rules. You know, there's a song. Where are the musicians? Call them. They should come back. Praise God. Listen, every time you see me preaching, stay on your seat. Call them. They should come back to it and sit. Wherever they are, they should come and sit down here, and so that they will hear what I'm saying. Praise God. It's not a time to go and lick sweet. Praise God. It's a time. Listen, and I pray that the word of God that you hear today will change you forever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where is Samuel? Call him. I need him to be here. Praise God. You know, there's a song that says, Jesus will enthrone you. You know that song? Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you as King. Standing here in the midst of all, we raise you up. We are praying. All of you sit, stand up. Let's sing this song.
Jesus.
Everybody, just stand to your feet.
We enthrone you.
I just want you to understand what is happening today.
You are King. Standing here in the midst of all. We raise you high with our praise. Say, Jesus, we enthrone. Jesus, we enthrone you. We enthrone you. Yes, we proclaim that you are King. We proclaim you are King. And we are standing here. Standing here in the midst of all. In the midst of all. You high with our praise. We raise you high with our praise. Which one was it? And as we worship, and as we worship the throne, and as we worship, and as we worship the throne.
what that song means is that God himself is the king.
Shall be.
God is the king. God is the king. He is our king. And we'll enthrone him.
We worship.
Hey, Lamadozo Brande Heshka.
Pale
Bariba da Dabadoska Brande Heshka. Maseka Bada da Badoska.
We worship. And as we worship, we worship. We worship. And as we worship. And as we worship. We worship.
Thank you. Thank you.
God himself is the king. His will is the law. The will of God is the law. His authority is obeyed. And when God's will is obeyed, his kingdom is present. When the will of God is obeyed, then is present. That kingdom is present. The kingdom of God. This is the message that Jesus brought. I've often told us that Christianity is not just a religion. It is a way, it's a lifestyle. Jesus did not come to preach religion. It was not religion that Jesus brought. Preached the kingdom. What Jesus came to do was to preach the kingdom. He came to preach the rule. He came to preach the authority. That's what he came to do. This formed the central message of Jesus. The book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 says that. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. He said, it is here. He said, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's in Matthew, the book of Matthew, that the Bible makes reference to the kingdom of heaven. Only in the book of Matthew. You will not see it in any other book. Is there a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God? There's practically no difference. In reality, they are the same. Praise God. But the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God revealed in Christ. That's the only difference. And that's what Jesus came to preach. And he says, in me, you will have everything. The world, whether here or wherever, it thrives only in this rule. Every other rule will fail. Praise God. And no wonder he says that in this world, the only thing that it will bring you is tribulation. In John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, listen, in this world, you shall have tribulations. That's the only thing. What the rule of this world will give to you, what the kingdom of this world will give to you is tribulation. He said, these things I've spoken to you. In me, you will have peace. It's only in him that you have peace. He says, in the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world for you. For you to overcome the world, it's only for you to operate in the kingdom of God. Praise God. This kingdom of God is a government, is a rule, is an authority that supersedes every other thing that exists. Praise God. If you operate in this world, you have issues. You have problems. If you operate in this world, In the kingdom of this world, you will have issues. You will have serious problems. You will have confusion. Hallelujah. He says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees. This is what I have come to preach to you. Jesus speaking. This is what I have brought. Hallelujah. Then they were fired. Listen, today, I'm sure you watch news. Praise God. I'm sure you watch news. Today we are told that the world, in fact, the order of the world is changing. In a way. Praise God. Things are going up. In fact, the fear that this global conflict is going to get worse. And as it gets worse, it's going to affect you even as a human. Praise God. There are some people today who did not come to church because they can't afford transportation. Listen, if you depend on the government of this world, listen, you are going to be frustrated. If you depend on the government of this world, you will be frustrated. So do not even try it. Depend on the government of God. That's what Jesus brought. He came to tell us ahead of time. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Is that what the Bible says? See, you think he doesn't know what he's saying? He says, Jesus speaking, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Whether it is food, it shall be added unto you. Whether it is shelter, it shall be added unto you. Whether it is clothing, it shall be added unto you. Whether it's a house, it shall be added unto you. Whether it's a job, it shall be added unto you. Whatever that it is, it shall be added unto you. Praise God. But it says, seek him. The kingdom of God. That's what I'm speaking about this morning. It says, seek that kingdom first. Let it be your first priority. Let it be your first priority. Hallelujah. Seek it first, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Everything Jesus did pointed to the kingdom of God. Healing the sick, that was what Jesus did. Casting out demons, that was what Jesus did. Teaching righteousness, that was what Jesus did. These were manifestations of the kingdom of God. And then every other thing that benefits you as a human in this kingdom, those are the things that Jesus brought. Praise God. Those were the things that Jesus brought. He healed the sick. He gave hope to the hopeless. Praise God. He cast out devils from those that were taken captive by the spiritual system that opposed God. It's one of the kingdoms that exist in this world. The kingdom of darkness. Where sin reigns. Where deception reigns. Where all kinds of immorality reigns. And that is what this world brings to. That seems to be thriving. But the only way you can succeed is when you do not live under that kingdom. You must, listen, you must be translated to the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus came, brought to us. Hallelujah. It's a government. The kingdom of God is the government. It's a supreme government. They told me that as a supreme leader, you know, in Iran, they said they have a supreme leader. Do you know what it means to be a supreme leader? Praise God. You know what it means to be supreme? That is the highest kind of authority. Praise God. Not long they said they had exterminated, they had killed him. How can they kill a supreme leader? Does that not tell you that is fake? He is not. God himself is the supreme man. He's the supreme leader. It is his government that is supreme. Not any other. Not the government of Trump. Not the government of whatever they call him. Not any other government in this world. They are the ones toppling themselves. Praise God. The kingdom of God is a supreme government. Hallelujah. It's a divine government. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, if you look at verse 6, you know, starting from verse 6. He said that unto us a child is born. Look at it. That it was a prophecy that was given. A prophecy that was given years back, long time ago. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, and this is the kingdom of God. He said, and the government will be upon his shoulder. The government, a rule, the authority, the supreme authority, they rest upon the shoulder of Jesus. He said, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These are the things he brings. Listen, go back to verse 7. And he said, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And all the governments of the world, they will come to an end. They will submit to the kingdom of God. They will submit to the supreme government. He says, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over the kingdom to order it and to establish it with the judgment and justice from that time forward and ever. He said, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this one. Does it not occur to you that the only place that you can thrive is under this government? It is not under the government of Delta State. It is not under the government of Udu. It is not under the government of Uwe. It is not under the government of Nigeria. It is not under the government of Africa, nor any other government even in the world. These governments, they are failing. I told you, they have run out of ideas. They have become bereft of ideas. Praise God. And even if they say, we are looking for another government, another head of state, another president that will come after Tinubu, I am not, anyway, I'm not here to talk about politics. That government will not make the much difference that you're thinking about. Praise God. Except he puts himself under this supreme leadership of God. That's the only way it can make a difference. And no wonder the Bible says, when the righteous is in power, that the people rejoice. But when the wicked is in power, the people perish. Praise God. Because the wicked man who is in power is under the rule of that kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. He said that the government, the supreme government, the kingdom of God shall be upon his shoulders. This is the message that Jesus brought. And then he began to tell everybody, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. And we read it from the very beginning. He said that the kingdom of God is inside of you. Hallelujah. It's inside of you. God is the king. Jesus is the king of kings. Believers are the citizens of this kingdom. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says it all. For our citizenship is in heaven. Is of heaven, is not of this world. You know, the Bible says, even though I live in the world, I am not of this world. Praise God. He said, your citizen, go back. He said, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Listen, it's become a time when we begin to hail Jesus. You hear us shout. We begin to shout. A time is coming when we walk on the street and we're beginning to shout. And you hear us say, oh, hail the Lamb. Oh, hail the Lamb. Oh, hail the Lamb. But listen to me, it is going to change. We are going to say, all hail the lion, all hail the eagles, all hail he that will come back. I will show you from the scriptures how that he's going to come back and that this government that we're talking about, I told you, is not a place. It's going to be established here on earth. It's going to be established in the heart of man. All hail the Lamb. His praise shall be our battle cry. Enthroned. He is enthroned. And that's what we'll be shouting every day as you sleep. You begin to hear. All hail the Lamb. All hail the Lion. All hail the Eagle. All hail the man that will come. Enthroned on high. His praise shall be our battle cry. He is Jesus. He is the Lord that will come. You will begin to hear it everywhere you go. And this is what's going to be your saving grace. Praise God. Because a time will come. those who do not know themselves, they will be killed on account of this one. But listen, when you know yourself, when you know whom you are under and under whose government that you live, even though they want to kill you, you will disappear. They will not kill you. They will not be able to kill you. When they plot against you, you will disappear. Or you don't know it is possible. You don't know it is possible. That is the only way you will succeed in the world that we live in today. I think he said something. If you must boast, boast in the Lord. The only thing that will make me boast is in Jesus. But you cannot stop me from boasting. I will boast, but I will boast in him. Hallelujah. Our citizenship is of heaven. It's not of this world. When you become born again, you change your kingdom. Anytime you become born again, you change your kingdom. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, and he has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son, of Jesus. We will leave the kingdom of this world. We will leave the kingdom of darkness, and then we'll be delivered into the kingdom of Jesus that he brought. He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has conveyed us into the kingdom of his son Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That kingdom is within you. It is inside of you. God reigns in your heart. The Holy Ghost governs your life. Your life reflects the culture of heaven. The kingdom lifestyle includes that righteousness is inside of you. It includes that peace. You will have it. How is it that a Christian will stay? He doesn't have peace. Something is wrong. Praise God. One of the things that you will enjoy as a believer is peace. When the righteousness of God is at work inside of you, then peace is your heritage. Joy is your heritage. Praise God. These are your heritage. They belong to you. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. That's what it says us. For the kingdom of God is not meat, is not drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat. It is not drink. It is beyond that. It is righteousness. It is peace. It is joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 5. He said, for the Holy Ghost has been shed abroad in our hearts. Praise God. He said, for the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that has been given to us. He said, now hope does not disappoint. It doesn't make us shame. He said, hope does not make us shame. It's in this kingdom that you will have hope. In the kingdom of this world, you don't have hope. He said, if you depend on the things of this world, he said, you are of all men most miserable. That's what the Bible says. He said, but now hope makes not ashamed. Hope does not disappoint. For the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's what he says. Don't you understand? That's what he says. Praise God. The believers that are now, we live differently. We will not live like the believers before. We will not give our life to be killed. I will not give my life to be killed. No. Because I am not supposed to die now. Praise God. I have a job to fulfill. I have a mission to fulfill. And I will fulfill it. So nothing will kill me now. Nothing will kill me now. Praise God. It does not matter how people plan. Oh, you think they're not planning? They are planning. People are always planning. They always conspire against you. Hallelujah. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. And he says that the foundations of the earth, they've all become out of course, as we're experiencing today. He said, we do not know who we are. We do not know who we are. Praise God. The kingdom, there is power in this kingdom. The kingdom of God is not in words. It's not just in words. It is in this kingdom that you have power. Jesus taught us so. That was what he came to establish. He said, in this kingdom, he healed the sick. The devils were cast out. Praise God. He gave hope to the hopeless. He delivered those that were in captivity. Those that did not have food, he gave them food. Those that were hungry, he fed them. The poor, he came for them. This is what exists in the rule. Do you know? They've quoted that script. They've quoted the ground norm. They've quoted the constitution of Nigeria. And they say the primary responsibility of every government. Let me speak about the government of Nigeria. That the primary government of the primary responsibility of the government of Nigeria is to secure lives and property. Have you not heard it before? Is that what they are doing? Lives are dying. Their lives are lost every day. It means that they don't even understand what their responsibility is, or they don't know. They no longer have what it takes to secure lives and even the property. This is the primary responsibility of every government. But every day, once you open the news, what you see is that they are killing people on a daily basis. Are they not confused? People go into politics now for the sake of their belly because they want to eat. How much do you want to eat? When Jesus said, come, and everything that you need, I will give you. He says, seek me first, and everything that you require, I will give it to you. You will have it. In order, he will give it. He said, you will have it. They shall be added. They are added, they are additions. They are additions. He said that the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, he said the kingdom of God is not just in words, but in power. In power. He said, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. In other words, in this kingdom, there is evidence. Praise God. Where the kingdom is present, then the sick, they are healed. Where the kingdom is present, then the demons flee. Where the kingdom is present, lives are transformed. Where the kingdom is present, darkness is overcome. Where the kingdom is present, the environments are changed. If the kingdom of God is present inside of you, within you, then your environment will change. When the kingdom of God is present inside of you, every form of darkness will give light, they will give way. Because the light of God will shine. He said, when the light shines, that darkness cannot comprehend it. That's what the Bible says to us. So there is power in this kingdom. Whatever that you need, you have it. Listen, it's a beautiful thing to be under this kingdom. I pray you understand it. You know why I'm speaking like this? I speak like this because we are like people who want to pay. Have you, my brother, my sister, if you slot in like a DVD, or you play the football that was played 30 years ago or 40 years ago and play the football now, are they the same? They are not the same. If you watch the kind of football they play now, there was a day Dickiness and Dickin came to my house. Praise God. They came to my house. Unfortunately, they came when I was watching Arsenal. They were talking, I was not hearing. They were talking, you know, I was not hearing what they're saying. Praise God. I don't know how to play football. But I was not watching that football because I want to play. I was watching that football because it's making sense to me. It tells me how that the kingdom of God can be that tech. I compare the football that they were playing in those days and the football that they are playing now. When those guys handle ball, you wonder how they're able to control these balls. Have you never wondered? Enter the field. Shebi, the men went to play football which day? Even common trap ball, we can't trap.
You think it is easy? Come on, to run small in one small place. We could not run. For 20 minutes, we are panting. But what these guys were doing with the football, listen, the kingdom of God, something like that. In this kingdom now, there is nothing you cannot have. My brother, I want you to shift your base from the kingdom of the world and shift your base from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Shift your base and see how beautiful your life will become. If you used to beg, you can't beg anymore. If you used to cry, you will not cry anymore. He said, in this kingdom, there is no sorrow. In this kingdom, there is no pain. In this kingdom, there are no tears. In the kingdom of God, they don't exist anymore. How do you know? You are not experiencing it because you don't believe it. The reason why you're not experiencing this, you think it is beyond you. It is not beyond you. Praise God. It is as simple as if I ask a question here. How many of you hear from God? You will not be up to 10 that will stand up to say that you hear from God. If you have one attempt, will stand up here, then others are lying. Do you know why? If I ask for that, they will not be able to explain how that they hear from God. But it's as simple as it is. Jesus said, if those who know me, who belong to me, they will hear my voice. Is that what he said? Do you know what it means to hear his voice? Do you know what it means? He said, my sheep, if you're a sheep of God, he said, you will hear his voice and you will follow. So it doesn't matter who you are. But if you're a sheep of God, automatically you will hear his voice. That's what that scripture means now. If you're my sheep, you will hear my voice. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. It means that if you are born again, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you're supposed to hear his voice. So if you're not hearing his voice, it is because you don't believe. There's an element of belief that you don't have. And that's where the problem lies. It's not because that scripture is wrong. Praise God. So I challenge you today. If you hear and you don't hear his voice, or you don't hear from God, then all you need to do is to begin to believe. And then there will be a change. And then there will be a testimony. Then you will know that God speaks. Praise God. He speaks even in the little things that you have never known. Hallelujah. All it takes is to be obedient to his word. He says, those who are my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow. What it means that if you're a sheep of him, then you will obey him. Whatever he says, you obey. Praise God. Only those who obey God truly belong to the kingdom. If you don't obey him, then you don't belong to this kingdom of God that we're talking about. What qualifies you to be a member, a citizen of heaven, and a citizen of this kingdom is to obey him, to be born again and begin to obey him. That's what it takes. It doesn't take more than that. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, he that obeys him. I told you that the will of God is his law. The will of God the Father is the law. So if you obey the law, every government has a law. Praise God. Every government, they have rules and they have laws. Am I correct? If you disobey the law, you will pay. They say don't steal. It's part of the rule.
of the government of Nigeria. If you steal and they catch you, you will go to jail. Praise God. So if you obey his will, then you can belong to this kingdom. Praise God. Kingdom citizens must obey him. They must obey God. They must live holy lives. They must follow the voice of the shepherd. That's what it takes. But I want to shock you. Hallelujah. Right now, the kingdom is very spiritual. It's not a place. It's very spiritual. But one day, it will become very visible. Not something that is spiritual anymore. It will become visible. It will be established. Praise God. Right now, it is inside of you. It is within you. It is near you. It is around you. You are not seeing it. Praise God. Do you see government? You don't see government. Praise God. You don't see it. But it exists. Every kingdom has a king and has a throne. Praise God. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. So that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus will return and establish it. He says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world, I told you they are awaiting submission. The kingdom and the nations of this world, they are awaiting submission. He says that the kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. He will reign forever and ever. The kingdom of God is not limited or bound by time. It's not limited. It's not bound by time. It has present and it has a future dimension. The kingdom of God has a present dimension. It also has a future dimension. The present dimension is not that which you see. But the future dimension is that which will be established and you will see it. Praise God. When you are born again, John 3 verse 3, then you enter and operate in that kingdom. You enter and then you operate in that kingdom. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does it take to be born again? It's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And he says, until you get born again. This was what Jesus said to them. And then one asked him, how is it possible that I will be born again? Is it that I will enter into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, no, that's not what I speak of. He's talking about spirituality and understanding of what the kingdom of God is. Praise God. That's what he's talking about. Until you get born again, you cannot operate. You cannot function in this kingdom. But then it has a future dimension. There will be a revelation of it. He said it will be revealed when Christ returns. According to Revelation 11, 15 that I've just spoken to you about. Hallelujah. It will be revealed. Christ will return. When Christ returns again, I said to you, then there will be a declaration when we begin to shout, all hail him that has come. And then his throne will be established. And then everybody will see it. It will become visible to everyone. It will become visible. The kingdom of God is God's rule. The kingdom of God is God's government. The kingdom of God is God's authority in the life of believer. If you hear that a believer has authority, the believer is operating within the kingdom of God. That's the only thing that gives you that kind of authority. Jesus said that even to his disciples. He said, all authority that I ever give to you, I give them to you to function. It is only for the believers. So to enter into that kingdom, you must repent. To enter into that kingdom, you must believe in him, Jesus. To enter into that kingdom, you must submit yourself to God's rule. That's what it takes. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Seek him. Seek that kingdom first. Above everything else. When you seek the kingdom, God will provide for you. When you seek him, God will protect you. When you seek him, promotion is yours. When you seek him, he's empowering you. When you seek him, everything that you need shall be added unto you. You don't have any business suffering. You don't have any business with disappointment. You don't have any business with delays. Everything that you have set your eyes to do, you will achieve. That is how that the kingdom functions. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know, and I've come to challenge you, that the kingdom of God is something that you must function and operate in. And then see how beautiful. At that point, no one can kill you. At that point, nobody can do anything to you. At that point, you can't beg. Don't you understand? At that point, there is nothing that you ever decide that you will not have. You will have everything that you need. The kingdom of God. The supreme rule. The supreme government. Don't depend on any other government. Praise God. God knows how to give good things to his children. I'd like you to stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Seek him first and his righteousness. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your hands towards heaven and just give him thanks this morning. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. He wants to give opportunity to someone this morning. Please, I like that he just, all eyes closed. Praise God. God wants to give an opportunity to someone this morning. You're here, you're not born again. Lift up your hand. If you're here, you're not born again. Lift up your hands. If you're here, you have not given your life to Christ. Or perhaps you are not sure of yourself. You want to rededicate your life to God. Lift up your hands to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Keep it up. Keep those hands up. Check the overflow for me. If there's anyone who is lifting up his hands, you're here. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to be born again. You want to be able to operate in this kingdom that we're talking about. Raise your hands up. Yes. You that have raised your hand, please come. Come forward. God bless you. Come. It's not about anybody. It's between you and God. And you are there, your heart is doing boom, 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 boom. You better come forward. You better come.
Everything.
It is between you and God.
To you. With holding nothing. With holding nothing.
You don't understand yourself. You'll still, yes, you will still have three people. Come.
The to you.
God is about to do something for you.
Everything I give to you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
With all in
our Malebadon Zahibran de Heshka. Elebadon Zahishubrohikadas Kadi Hikabadash. Latuzo Hubrehikades Hadash Kades. Lebadon Zahashk Ibrahikatoske de Shikades. Labadon Zahashikabran de Heshka. While they remain here, we're going to pray. And listen to me. While we're praying this prayer, you also pray alongside. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. It says that your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, your kingdom come. This was how Jesus taught us to pray. It's a prayer that we're going to pray this morning. It's a heavenly Father. And listen, wherever you are, whether in the auditorium, whether outside, whether you're watching us online, I want you to pray this prayer. We're going to pray if you pray this morning. And please, I want you to pray it. I want you to open your mouth and pray it. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
may your kingdom be established in my life.
May your kingdom be established in my life.
May your kingdom be established in my family.
May your kingdom be established in my
family. May your kingdom be established in my environment.
May your kingdom be established in my
Can you pray this prayer?
Heavenly
Say,
Father,
Heavenly Father,
may your kingdom be established,
may your kingdom
be established
in my life. May your kingdom be established in my family.
May your kingdom
be established in my environment.
May your kingdom
in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer. Begin to pray that prayer. He says, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
May your kingdom be
Father, let your kingdom be established in my life. Father, let your kingdom be established in my family. Let your kingdom be established
in my family.
In my environment, in the name of Jesus.
In my
environment. Father, let your will be done.
Will be done
in every area of my life.
Your will be done.
Let your will be done in every area of my life.
Let your will be done in my house.
In every area of my life.
Let your will be done in my home.
Let righteousness.
Let your will be done.
Let your peace. Let your joy reign where there is confusion in my life. Let it rain where there is confusion in my life.
Let your righteousness.
Let your peace.
Let your peace.
Let your joy.
Let your joy
reign.
In my life.
Where there is confusion. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Let your righteousness
be joy. Let
your righteousness be joy.
Let my life become a vessel.
Let my life
become a vessel.
Through which
your kingdom
will
be established
on earth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Begin
Jesus.
To pray that prayer.
Lord my
pray that
God.
Prayer. Pray that prayer.
Lord my
pray
God.
It very well.
Lord my
Begin
God.
To declare.
Hey,
Begin to declare that you are a vessel
through
which the the kingdom of God
kingdom
be established,
be established on earth.
In the name of
make
Jesus.
Make me a vessel through which your kingdom be established on earth. Make me a vessel through which your kingdom be established on earth. Make me a vessel through which your kingdom will be established on earth. In the name of Jesus. Make me that vessel through which your kingdom will be established on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus.
The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Say, Lord,
today
I choose to seek your kingdom.
I choose to seek
above
your
everything
kingdom.
Else.
Above everything
I choose to seek your kingdom.
I choose to seek
above
your
everything else.
Above everything else.
Let my desires, align with your purpose.
Align with your purpose.
Let my desires align with your purpose.
Align with your
pray
purpose.
That prayer.
Lord
begin
Jesus,
to ask that
I
your desires
your kingdom
align
today.
With the purpose of
I choose
God.
To seek
begin
your kingdom
to declare,
today.
Begin to pray
in the name
that
of
your
Jesus,
desires
may my desire
align with the purpose of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to help you to live in righteousness. Ask the Lord to
help
you to live in obedience. Ask the Lord to help you to live in faithfulness. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, help me to live in righteousness.
Begin to declare that as I pursue the kingdom values, every necessary blessings,
they
are following me.
They are following me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Pray very well.
May all the necessary blessing run after me. May all the necessary blessing run after me. In the name of Jesus, as I seek the kingdom of God today, may all the necessary blessings run after me. In the name of Jesus Christ,
so
keep chasing after me. The kingdom of God, the blessing of the Lord, keep chasing after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
from today,
I declare
that I operate
under the authority.
Under the authority
of your kingdom of God.
Of your kingdom.
I operate under the authority of the kingdom of God.
In
the name of Jesus.
Every
power of darkness
around
me
be subdued.
In the name of Jesus.
Every power of darkness
around me inside me
be subdued.
In the name of Jesus. I walk in dominion.
I walk in victory.
I walk in spiritual authority. The kingdom of God in me overcomes every work of the enemy.
Overcome
the
every
kingdom
work of
God
enemy.
In me.
The kingdom
overcome
of God in
the works of the enemy. The works of the flesh.
The works of
in the
flesh.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
the kingdom of God in me. The kingdom of God in me. Subdue the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus.
And finally, finally, Lord, use my life to expand your kingdom.
Use my life.
Expand your kingdom.
Expand your kingdom
on earth in the name of
on
Jesus.
Earth in the name
let,
of
my
Jesus.
Words,
let my words,
let my actions,
let my actions,
let my lifestyle,
let my lifestyle
draw men to you,
draw men to
draw
you,
men to you.
Draw, men to
draw people to you,
draw people to
in
you.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of
I
Jesus,
declare
I declare
that through me,
that
through my life,
that
many,
many
will know you,
we know Christ
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your kingdom
will
grow in my community.
Your kingdom will grow in Nigeria.
Your kingdom
will
grow in the nations of the earth.
In the name of Jesus.
I just want you to begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank Him this morning. Begin to thank Him because it's a life transforming experience. God is transforming your life. God is transforming your life for His use. God is transforming your life for His use. In the name of Jesus. And some of you that are seated, that are standing here, I want you to repeat after me. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I come to you. I come to you today. I forsake my old self. I have become new today. Even as I embrace you, I have become a new man because I accept you into my life today. I accept you into my life today. I accept you into my home today. Father, I ask that you come and live in me. In the name of Jesus, today I'm no longer a sinner, but today I have become a child of God. I have become a believer. In the name of Jesus, I'll forsake my old friends. I'll make new friends in Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Say after me, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Today, I am a new man in Christ. Everything old has passed away. Everything old in my life has passed away. Today, I am a child of God. I will walk the walk of God. I will do the bidding of the Lord. I will align my life with the purposes of God. In the name of Jesus, I am a new man today. I am a new man today. With this, my heart, I have believed. With this, my heart, I have believed. And with this, my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus today. I confess that Jesus reigns in my life. I confess that Jesus is all that I need in my life. And today, I'll follow him to the very end. In Jesus' name. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Malaka dosh kuprande heshka. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands towards heaven as I pray for you. Father, I pray for them this morning, and I decree, may you belong to the kingdom of God. I say, may you belong to the kingdom of God. I say, may you belong to the kingdom of God. May you be found in it, in the name of Jesus. May you be found in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, may God's rule govern your life.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.